Hi, this is Renee Rivette. I am so excited to share the story I wrote, inspired by and told in the style of one of my Dr. Seuss favorites. How the Rougarou Found Christmas. Every one of the Whodats loved Christmas a lot. But that grinchy Rougarou from the bayou did not. Back behind the big swamp in the quiet bayou was the hairiest, scariest Grinch, Rougarou. Nobody quite knew what had made him like that, but they knew he was hairy and scary and fat. Well, every Christmas, the Whodats would all get together. They'd eat, celebrate, and cherish each other. Mama, she makes dressing. Papa fries a turkey. And old Buddy and T-Boy bring homemade beef jerky. Them shy little Whodats, they giggle and scream over popcorn and brittle and Creole pralines. They all write their letters to T. Claus themselves, and they know to act right for the elf on the shelf. But Rougarou was alone in that dark black bayou. He had not one friend. I guess they was scared too. When that Grinchy Tatai would dare to go out, they'd scream, Rougarou, and scatter about. What was it that scared them? And let's all stop and think. Maybe it was the hair. Maybe it was the stink. But whatever they hated him, he decided this year he'd make sure that the Whodats had no reason to cheer. So he dressed like T. Claus, and he snuck himself through and started his mischief. What would he do? He knew there were parties with dancing and eating, and said to himself, I know how I'll defeat him. So he ate all the gumbo, and the pork jambalaya, the boudin balls too, and the big crawfish paella. Then he took all of their presents that Rougarou did, put him down in his pirogue, and he rode off and hid. The Grinchy Tatai held his ear with his hand. The bands, they stopped playing the Zydeco and Cajan. Then all of the Whodats, the big and the small, were singing, Baby Jesus is born for us all. The Whodats were happy going back to their houses. That's not something you find from Target or Rouse's. He learned the true gift doesn't come from the store. The joy of those Whodats was really much more. Now, no one knows exactly how it happened that day, but the big Rougarou took a bat and he shaved. Then he brought back their shoes. He brought back their socks, the crybaby dolls, the iPhones and Xboxes. He brought back Drew Brees jerseys and every fleur-de-lis. Yes, every single present from every Whodat's tree. They all saw what he did and were no longer scared. They asked him to join them, and Christmas they shared. His lonely reign of terror finally came to an end. The Grinchy Tatai, he just needed a friend. That hairy, scary monster that they called Rougarou was not that much different from me or from you. I hope all of you Whodats, your family and friends, will find true joy this season. Merry Christmas. The end.